Jennifer, Jennifer Evans, Evans, two complaints, cough, number two, congestion, number three, feeling terrible, number four, I slept for 14 hours yesterday, number five, fever, number six, headache, number seven, nausea, next one's abdominal pain, next one's diarrhea, next one's neck pain, next one's neck swelling, next one's I feel like I got marbles in my neck. Patient's symptoms have been present for 3 days. She works as a manager of a dollar store, so she's been exposed to all kinds of flu symptoms out there. Patient has had COVID and has had two immunizations in the past, under immunization, medication, Ambien, mucinex, medical problems, insomnia, anxiety, social, doesn't smoke, drinks very little, last period 8 years ago because of ablation, surgery, tonsils, adenoids, tubules, ablation, and breast implants. Family history, dad died, dad committed suicide when patient was a baby. Mom has alcoholic tendencies and issues regarding that. No breast cancer, no colon cancer reported, allergy none. 137 pounds, no significant change, 98%, 98.6, 16, 117, 100 over 71. Heart positive, some positive, still lungs, few bronchi, TMs are red, posterior inferior exercise, neurological, non-focal, skin shows no rash. Patient appears tired, but awake, alert, non-septic, and no distress. An anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy noted bilaterally. Strep is negative. Flu A negative, flu B negative. Patient's symptoms are consistent with influenza. We'll treat her empirically with Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number, we'll also give her Tamiflu at home. Next one is call me in 24 hours. Next one is if develops fever, chills, shortness of breath, we'll proceed with further testing, i.e. COVID and chest x-ray. Next number, lots of liquid. Next one is Tylenol / Motrin for fever. Next number is the neck swelling appeared to be profound lymphadenopathy. Next number is thyroid looks good. Next number is the dizziness shows is multifactorial. Next number is her carotid ultrasound shows no change from 2 years ago. Next number is abdominal pain reveals no gallbladder. Patient does have history of dumping syndrome, which responded to cholestyramine quite well. We'll also get that prescription refilled for her, or she will call the pharmacy to get it refilled. Next number, kidney, liver, spleen within normal limits. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits in face of no period for 8 years. Next number, we'll call with the results of my treatment plans in 24 hours. Next number, if she gets worse, she'll come back immediately. Findings discussed with patient one by one before leaving. Thank you.